The Bible reads, also in the 15th day of the seventh month, when ye have gathered in the fruit of the land, ye shall keep a feast unto the Lord 7 days. On the first day shall be a Sabbath, and on the eighth day shall be a Sabbath. Ye shall take you on the first day the broths of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and the broths of fig trees, and willows of the brook. And ye shall rejoice before the Lord your God 7 days. And ye shall keep it a feast unto the Lord 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. Ye shall celebrate it in the seventh month. Ye shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that are Israelites born shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths. When I brought them out of the land of Egypt, I am the Lord your God. Amen. Supporting scripture coming from very familiar passage, the 149th division of Psalms, verses 1 and 2. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. On the basis of those verses, we like to use from the thought of subject this morning. Amen. Don't forget to celebrate. Amen. Don't forget to celebrate. Amen. We just give God glory. We thank the Lord for all of his goodness and his mercy. Daniel was singing the song, one day the Lord God made a way for all of us. And we owe God praises for making a way for us. When we think about the fact that God made a way, then that also should give us a mind to know that there comes a time you ought to let God know you appreciate him being a way maker. You ought to be able to let God know, or let the people of God know, that I know I didn't make it all by myself. But there is a God. There's a God that sits high. There's a God that takes care of me even when I can't do things for myself. The Lord God is always right there. So we are just thankful to God for being a way maker and for being that one that never slumbers, never sleeps. God is always on the job, always has his watching eye over us and continues to bless us even when sometimes we don't realize our blessings have come. Sometimes we are looking for God to do some things, and God has already worked it out. But I thank God for being a good God this morning, and I thank him that I know that it's only by his grace and mercy that we've been allowed to assemble ourselves in this great place of worship one more time. This last Sunday of February, the month that we celebrate Black History. It seems as if the first was just yesterday, and yet one more day in this month is already gone. Time waits on no man. Time is constantly moving, so we must be about our Father's business. We can't continue to say, I'll get to it after a while. We got to make our after a while be right now. We got to trust that the Lord God listens and God hears our humble cry. And we got to understand that as we've celebrated Black History this month, this has been a month of remembering just a fraction of those that have paved the way for us to have the good days that we enjoy right now. All of the freedoms that we enjoy, we must understand and know that there were many that bled and died and suffered so that we could have a right to sit in this place that we call Fowles Chapel Baptist Church, because it's our choice to be here. We could go to any church, any denomination that we would like to, because somebody died for us to have those freedoms. And when someone has given their lives so that we could have the freedoms that we enjoy, we ought to have a mindset to not only tell the Lord God thank you, but we ought to show God that we appreciate all that the Lord God has done. Because you got to understand that every one of those that have gone through, they didn't go through all alone, but it was the strength and the love and the power of a loving God. And I thank God that they had a mindset that they weren't afraid of what was going to happen to them, but they realized that something has to be done. We are still living in a time when something needs to be done, and we got to understand that it's us. We got to do our part. As a people, regardless of the fact that we have come a long way, we can still say that we are targeted by the enemy. We still suffer injustice and we still go through some changes just because of the color of our skin. But we can't allow that to be an excuse for us not to succeed, because you got to have a mind. You got to listen to what Sister Wanda said that she instilled into our children. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So even though doors have been closed in our faces, you got to understand that there's another door that you got to knock on. You can't allow yourself to just sit there and say that they don't want me to do this, or they said that I'm not going to be anything. Regardless of what they say, what are you saying about yourself? What are you saying that I can do? I want to be somebody. I want to do some things. And you got to put forth an effort and know that some things are not going to be easy. But you got to have a mindset that I'm going on anyway. So we got to learn how to rejoice and be thankful for the fact that God has brought us a mighty long way. But even though God has brought us a long way, we know we still got a long way to go. And as we have a long way to go, we got to understand that we can't allow to put our guards down. We got to always have our guards up. We got to always stay alert. We got to always be praying and watching and knowing that the enemy is out to rob you. The enemy don't want you to have good days. And there are times when you look back over your life and you know that we as a people, we have some strong people. We have been able to face and survive the misfortunes of life. And even though we know and we are acquainted with pain and struggling and hard times, isn't it good to have a spirit of determination? Isn't it good to know that as long as I persevere, as long as I keep my mind made up, as long as I know that I'm not going to allow nobody or nothing to stop me from getting where I got to go, when I believe that whatever God has for me is for me, then that lets me know that there's come some work sometime. Everything is not going to be laid out on a silver platter. That there are those of us that say that this person got a whole lot of Jesus and I want a little bit more of what they got. All you got to do is just let go and let God. God is right there for each and every one of us. And I thank God for being our God, for being the one that has made a way out of no way. I understand that there have been times in our life when things have looked bleak and we've been overwhelmed with hopelessness and we began to wonder, Lord, what in the world I'm going to do? There ever been a time when you were backed up against the wall and the enemy said that you wasn't going to come out? But I know that God has a way, that God is a mysterious worker, and God has a way of working things out. Every now and again, when you get all bleak and it seems like you don't know whether you're going to make it or not, you got to call on the name of a loving God. When you call on God, you got to call on God with the fact and the frame of mind that he will hear my humble cry. I know that I serve a good God. I know that I serve a God that'll step in when I need him the most. Every now and again, you know, you ought to just thank God just for being God. When it seemed like you didn't know what I was going to do, and then God stepped in, and you said God stepped in and made a way out of no way. Anybody know him to be a way maker this morning? Anybody know that the Lord God loves all of us, and it does not matter what the color of our skin is. We are all God's people. And if you belong to the power of a loving God, then you know that all of us got to trust God with everything that we have. God is a God that realizes that he is a God without respect to persons. So it does not matter what side of the track you were born on. Doesn't matter this afternoon exactly where you think that you might be in God, because I serve a God that'll meet you where you are. Anybody in here found out that when you were at your worst, God was still able to hear your humble cry? Anybody in here ever called on the name of the Lord and you felt like, I'm not worthy to even call on your name because I've done some things that I know that you're not pleased with, but because you are my God, because I trust you to be my God, because I know that you are a forgiving God, you got to know that God will forgive you. So many of us are walking around now, we are bound down and we are shackled down because of our yesterday, but we got to let yesterday go. We got to know that God is a God of today. And if we know that the God that we serve is right there by our side, every day ought to be a day of thanksgiving. We realize that we are coming to the last day of the month, but this don't mean that we need to stop celebrating. It's time for us to celebrate. And don't forget to celebrate who God has made you to be. We got to understand that we all owe God some praise. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Well, is the praises of God in your mouth this morning? Anybody in here want to bless the Lord? Anybody want to bless God for another day's journey? Anybody want to bless God for all of those that have labored in the vineyard? Don't you know that I thank God for all of those that have done the great thing to put us where we are right now? And I don't know about you, but I do know that I love the Lord our God. And sometimes all I got to do is just think about how good the Lord God has been. Anybody in here just think about sometimes that if it had not been for the Lord on your side, anybody ever took time out to just slow down just a little bit? You got to tarry and wait on God and realize that he is a God that will come in his own given time. Somebody said he might not come when you want him, but he's always on time. And I know God to be an on-time God because there were times when I tried him. There are times when I had to realize that sometimes it's just you and your God. Oh, you got mama and them, but mama and them can't do what God can do. You may have those that said, I prayed for you a long time ago, but you got to learn how to pray for yourself. Any saints of God in here that learn how to go down on bending knees? When the enemy say that we couldn't pray, but we found the way to pray anyhow. Now they're debating whether they can pray before a meeting. All you got to do is just talk to the Lord your God. They're keeping prayer out of the school, but you can still tell your child, whisper prayer in your mind. You want to know what's going on with the world? We done took God out of everything, and now we're trying to realize that we can make it all by ourselves. But I come to tell you, you can't make it without God. I don't care what color your skin is. Without the Lord God, you're not going to be able to make it. But as long as I trust the power of a loving God, I know that God will do what nobody else can do. For I thank God for history. I thank God for my yesterdays. I thank God for that man, that woman that labored before I even got here. I thank God that somebody loved me enough that they allowed themselves to die ashamed for death. And realizing that they didn't know what the end was going to be. But they stood up for the change of time. They stood up and said, I am a child of the Almighty King. And there comes a time when the people of God ought to get together. Too many of us are separated this morning. We talk about celebrating Black History Day. We ought to understand that as a people, we ought to owe one another just praise and worship. We owe one another something down on the inside. We ought to be obligated to treat one another like we want to be treated. Every one of us in here can say the Lord God has brought us a mighty long way. But I found out that I didn't get here all by myself. I journeyed back in the pages of history. And as it relates to our text, I found out that in Leviticus, God's guidebook for those redeemed people that have just learned how to trust God. See, when you learn that you're on the Lord's side, then you got to learn how to worship him. You got to learn how to serve God. You got to learn how to obey God and not man. See, we got to understand that the children of Israel was God's chosen people, but we are also his chosen people. For the Lord God said, not only these people, but I'm going to allow all nations to realize that I am the Lord thy God. Now, one thing I like about God is that God always got somebody to work for him. We got to realize that God impressed upon the servant Moses. And he told Moses, I want you to know one thing. Not only do I give you the laws of the land, and I want you to give all the laws to the people of God, but I also want them to know that they got to celebrate the feasts. They got to celebrate the festivals that I have put in place. Don't you know that every one of us in here need to know that God wants you to be happy. God wants you to know that life is not for you to go around acting like you've been sucking lemons all day long. I wonder why it is that some church folk act like that they can't serve God with a smile on their face. Don't you know God wants you to realize that it's all right to laugh? It's all right to be happy? Haven't you been bound down long enough? If there anybody want to release your shackles, anybody want to say, for God I'll live and for the Lord God I'll die? Don't you know that the word of God tells us that God said in the beginning, the Lord God told us here in the word of God, the Lord God spake unto Moses and said, I want you to talk to the children of Israel. I want you to let them know concerning the feast of the Lord that you should proclaim that on that first day. should be a day of holy convocation. There come a time you got to set some things apart. A day that you ought not be doing no work, but you ought to be praising the Lord your God. It's all right to go in there and fix your little snack, but you ought not be doing anything that would get you off the wheel of a mighty God. God wants us to know that he wants us to learn how to celebrate. Anybody in here know how to celebrate? Not only should you celebrate because it's Black history, but you ought to celebrate because God made a way for your life. You ought to celebrate that even though you're made from the dust of the ground, even though you've fallen short and did everything that may have not been in the will of God, Jesus Christ died for your sins and my sins. So I ought to celebrate that I can still have life. I celebrate that I got joy down in my heart. But when I look here, what Moses told the Lord, the Lord told Moses to do. He said, first of all, you got to celebrate all of the feasts. Now, first of all, there was a feast of the Passover. Now, this Passover feast was held on the 14th day of the first month. And as we celebrate the Passover, I don't know about you, but you ought to remember the story that you ought to have some blood to smear over the doorpost so that whenever they get ready to come through and kill the firstborn, that you would realize that they are passed over your house. Anybody glad that they got the blood of the Lamb? You better learn how to celebrate what the Lord God told us to celebrate. Now we see that they're a feast of the Lord of the unleavened bread. See, every now and again, we want all yeast rolls. We want everything to taste all good. We want those things that are going to take a little while for preparation. But every now and again, when the Lord God said it's time to go, he said you got to have unleavened bread. You don't have time to wait around for the rope to the for the dough to rise. But you got to get fast and in a hurry, and you got to get ready to get on up out of here. Is there anybody, if you ever been bound down, ever wanted the Lord to deliver your sin sick soul? Then there was the feast of the Lord of the first fruits. Whenever God has given you a blessing and God blesses you beyond measure, you ought to take the best out of your flock. You ought to take the best that God has given you and give it back to the Lord our God. They tell me that the Feast of Weeks was that time when we began to break bread together. That time when they were there at Pentecost and they began to feel the power of the Holy Ghost. It was a time when everything had came to harvest and the Lord God blessed them over and over again. And now I see that it's the Feast of the Trumpets. Some of us want to hear that great trumpet blow. But if you hadn't observed the thing that God told us to do, you might find yourself lost in the Day of Atonement. That day when you got to give it over to the Lord our God. Is there anybody in here that know that you have not done everything right? So there was a Feast of Atonement. When you go to the priest and let the priest know that I need you to pray for me. But before the priest could pray for you, he had to pray for himself. Is there anybody in the house this morning that feel like that you got to pray for somebody else? Well, I just stopped by to tell somebody that you better pray for yourself. You better know that the Lord God is right there by your side. I just stopped by to tell somebody that there was another feast called the Feast of the Tabernacle. In other words, the Feast of the Booths. That was the time when the people of God realized that they had been blessed and had been delivered. And after the Lord God brought him out of the bondage of Egypt, he realized that you don't have a home to call your home. So I want to make you a boot so you have somewhere to stay. I want to let you know that this feast is going to last for 7 long days. Is there anybody that know how to celebrate Jesus? We come in here for an hour and a half, and we begin to watch our watch like we got somewhere to go. But I somebody tell somebody that the Lord God said on that Feast of the Tabernacle, there comes a time that you got to get ready to serve the Lord. When I first read it, I thought he was trying to tell them, don't forget where you come from. But I found out that it wasn't about that, no way. It was all to let them know, don't forget that there comes a time you got to celebrate what the Lord God has done in your life. when you were down and out and didn't have nowhere to go, didn't have a roof over your head, I gave you some tree that you can make you a boot. And when you make the boot and all your family get inside the boot, and for all that week long you stayed in that boot. And I just stopped by to tell you this morning that you better serve the Lord our God. The Lord God said, don't forget to celebrate. In other words, don't forget what I've done for you. Don't forget how I brought you a mighty long way. Don't forget that when you were in bondage and didn't know how you were going to get out, I am the Lord thy God, and I stepped in and I made everything all right. I made Pharaoh let you go. I made a way through the Red Sea that you would be free. And after you got there on the other side, I made everything all right. So I want to let you know that when you come to the end of the year and you get there at this last feast of the tabernacle, I want you to get all your children together. I want you to get everybody in the boot. And when you get in the boot, you ought to remember where God brought you from. I want you to take the best tree that you have and make it surround it all around you. Then I want to take you all the leafy trees, and I want you to be able to make a shelter over your head, because I am the Lord thy God. I just stopped by the tail file shopper this morning. But it's time for us to celebrate. We got to celebrate where we come from. We got to celebrate where we are right now. We got to celebrate where we're trying to go. And I don't know about you, but I'm going on and see what the end is going to be. I found out that when you dwell in the booths of the Lord and you stay there for 7 long days, there was a time in the middle of the week that you had to do everything that the Lord God told you to do. There were so many sacrifices that had to be made. And when the Lord God tell you to do something, you better do what the Lord God said do. I want to know, is there anybody in the house that know that the Lord God had brought you a mighty long way? Is there anybody that want to help me celebrate? I come to celebrate my Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, all that is within me. Is there anybody in the house this morning that know that God brought you from a mighty long way? Did you come to help me celebrate? Where David said, praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song. You got to understand that there come praises in the congregation. Everybody ought to have a praise down on the inside. The children of Israel ought to rejoice in the Lord. But I thank God for the children of Zion. Let him praise his holy name. Let him praise him like it's going up. And you got to praise him like it's everything is going to be all right. For the Lord God take pleasure in his people that don't mind giving him praise. For David said, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord our God. Is there anybody in the house? Do you have anything to tell God thank you for? Is there anybody got anything to celebrate? Don't forget to celebrate your joy. Don't forget to celebrate your salvation. Don't forget to celebrate your healing. Because when I got down and out, the Lord my God touched me from a finger of love. He is a doctor that has never lost a case. I want to know this morning, is there anybody in this house that know that God wants us to serve him? God wants us to praise him, not only on Black History Month, but we ought to celebrate just the fact that God is who he is. If it was not for the Lord who was on our side, I want to thank my God this morning for the God that I serve. I heard that he sits high and he looked down low. Is anybody come to celebrate? Celebrate your Jesus. Oh, Ma Pearl, I know tomorrow's your birthday, and we're going to have a great celebration. But I want to let you know there's no celebration like celebrating the power of a loving God. There's no celebration like telling the Lord, I want to thank you for saving my sin sick soul. I want to thank my God for being the one that watches over me. I want to thank God that when I laid down last night, it was nobody but Jesus that watched over me all through the night. And I want to hear what the Lord God said. I don't want to serve an idol God. I don't want to serve a mean God. But I serve a loving God, a merciful God, a God with all power, a God that can change things, a God that will hear your humble cry. Is there anybody called out to the Lord and say, Lord, come on and see about me? I want to let you know this morning, all you got to do is trust God. Tell the devil you're a liar. Put the devil all behind you. But I come to celebrate and tell the Lord, my God, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for providing a boot for me. I want to thank you for making a way out of no way. For I found that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And if the Lord is your shepherd, he'll supply your every need. And if God is supplying your need, then you ought not mind telling God thank you. Is there anybody in the house that want to give God a hallelujah praise? When I think of the goodness of Jesus, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, and all the Lord has done for me. Think about what God has done for you. Think about where the Lord has brought you from. Think about where God is going to carry you to. And when I think of God's goodness, when I think of my God's goodness, I can't help but celebrate. I can't help but tell him thank you. I can't help but lift up holy hands. Is there anybody in the house that is glad? Are you glad this morning that God woke you up, started you on another day's journey, and you owe God a praise? I owe God a praise because I got breath in my body, and everything that has breath ought to praise my God. I'm going to praise him with a new song. I'm going to sing. I'm going to shout my troubles over. And I know that everything is going to be all right. Don't forget to celebrate. That's what the Lord God was telling Moses. Moses, tell the children, don't forget the Feast of the Tabernacle. Because that's the time that I brought you out and I made provisions for you. And the same God that provided for the children of Israel, he provides for us. He makes a way out of no way. And I just thank him for being God all by himself. Don't forget that you ought to have a mind to celebrate Jesus. This is what the Lord God instilled in Moses so that Moses would know. Let the children know that when it comes time for the Feast of Booths, it's just a reminder of celebrations and to be thankful that God provided for you when he brought you out of the land of Egypt. You didn't have a home to call your home, but God made provisions so that you could make a place. And when you think about celebrating our God, the Lord God said that celebration was for 7 long days. Every day was another day. Sacrifice. And they were given strict instructions on how to offer God's praises. And the Lord God said that when you do it, make a fire upon the altar and give your gifts, even the personal gifts that you bring, do it in the same manner. For when we do something for God, we got to do it wholeheartedly, sincerely, knowing that it's because of him and it's not because of us. We ought to be reminded as we celebrate our history that we go back a long way. And every step of the way, the God that you serve is right there with you.